good to see someone holding it together.
Yes.
Yes.
Morning, Shane. How are you?
Hi.
That is good.
Yes.
Very well, right?
This is like home.
Well, this is your home.
I'm not sure. I'll decide.
Yeah. Well, I guess one of those things that we might have to talk about when we... Do we know when the next time the CFO is coming?
I'm on this.
Oh, you are? No, my understanding is that it's the plenary assembly.
Mm.
That's going to be the first issue on the agenda.
Should be in Mauritius?
Yes, that's Mauritius.
When?
But I'm not. It's at the end of this month. But I'm not sure if a delegation is going to be present. It might just be the speaker. But I'm not sure. I can check with Mr. Sundar.
Oh, yeah.
I can check with him. And then I'll, he'll be able to give you that information.
Okay.
Thanks, Chairperson. I am Thando Kenya, member of this committee. I second the name of Masango, Honorable Masango, to be the chairperson of this committee. Thank you.
Honorable Masango, can you accept the nomination?
Yes, I chairperson, I do accept the nomination.
Do we have any other nomination? Then, in the absence of any other nomination, I congratulate Honorable Masango as the chairperson of the Cultural Committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sikwala. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. There are just a few things I would like to indicate. The first thing I want to indicate that we need to congratulate all the members who have been deployed or seconded by their parties to serve in the International Relations and Cooperation Portfolio Committee. And we look forward to a very good and productive 5 years of engagement among ourselves. And to also say that yesterday, Parliament designated the deployment of some members of Parliament to serve in the SADC-PF as well as the Pan-African Parliament, some of whom come from this portfolio committee. I am going to serve in the SADC-PF under the chairmanship of the Speaker. Baba Kufalwa Jordan in Parliament and other members. I am personally singularly honored to be selected and elected by yourself to chair your portfolio committee for the next 5 years. I want to indicate also that there has been at least 4 chairpersons of the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation since 1994. Well, I would imagine that honorable members have come from different fields of endeavor, professions, different skills and experiences, etc., etc., and I think all of this will stand the Portfolio Committee on DECO in good stead. And therefore, I would imagine that there's going to be a very fruitful engagement amongst ourselves. But most importantly, the department that we're going to oversight, is not dealing with a static political or diplomatic environment at the level of the world. It is ever evolving. Now, whilst there will be different party positions on a particular country, on a particular institution, on a particular personality, it would be correct for parties to hold those positions. And some parties may even want to canvass, persuade the PC to a particular position with regard to matters like that. And let me just make an example. For instance, as we're seated here, there are developments that are happening in the UK, which may mean that African government and or the department may vote in a particular way, may not vote in a particular way, may abstain. There are developments that you know are there in the Middle East with regard to Israel and the people of Palestine. There are issues, for instance, there are troubled waters in Iraq. Now, every day there are developments within the African continent, within the Caribbean, Europe, etc., etc. And there will always be certain positions that will be articulated in the South African interest by the presidency and or by the minister. So I think I want to indicate to the members of the portfolio committee that whilst there will be party positions, it will be important that when we communicate to the world out there, we are one sovereign state called the Republic of South Africa. We're going to communicate, we're not going to communicate conflicting views on the same matter, on the same person, about the same institution, etc., etc. We're going to say the position of South Africa on this matter is the following. And of course, because we're honorable members, we are going to have an advantage of inviting the department to explain why we voted in a particular way or we did not vote in a particular way, so that we have the first-hand knowledge of what is obtaining at that level. So I think there must be sufficient consensus at our level with regard to that. I don't want to embarrass Dr. Jordan, but I think as a young person myself, I would want to indicate that his presence in the Portfolio Committee on International Relations is going to add a lot of value. I would imagine that South Africans and the African continent knows that he is at the command of a very incisive intellectual prowess. He's an outstanding scholar. He contributes articles in the newspapers, which I often read. He has had many years of exposure on international affairs. And I would imagine that myself as a chair and ourselves would want from time to time to defer to him for guidance, for counseling. We can always draw from his wisdom. And therefore, that he is here with us is going to add value to this committee. The other matter I want to indicate, just the last two, is that as the PC, we also going to oversight the department on many other networks and parliamentary engagements that we have, some of which are the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, to make an example, for instance, the South Africa-China bilateral relations, the India, Brazil, and the South Africa Parliamentary Forum, the South African, Southern African Development Parliamentary Forum, the Pan-African Parliament, and many others. So there's going to be an engagement between ourselves and the department on the one hand, but also as a portfolio committee, we may want to know what are the things that are happening in the other parliamentary fora. I want to suggest that we look at the issues that have been raised by the President in the State of the Nation Address in 2013, and the issues that have been raised by the President in the State of the Nation in 2014, both early this year and on the 17th, and pick on the issues that fall within the purview of the responsibilities of this committee, so that we are then able to check whether the Department of International Relations and Cooperation is in fact pursuing those matters in the South African interest. And also to look at issues that have been raised in the National Development Plan, which has already been adopted by government, and we must also check whether the issues and matters that are raised in Chapter 7 with regard to international relations are actually being attended to by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. There's a matter, for instance, that has been raised by the President in the State of the Nation of 2013, but it can only be finalized in 2014, for instance. And it is the signing of, let me just go to that, it is the signing of the Grand Inga Hydropower Project Treaty, which was signed with the Department of the Republic of Congo in 2013. But that agreement, that ratification must be done by the South African Parliament in 2014, by the fifth Parliament. Now, the developments around areas like that will come our way. I think I would like you, on your behalf, to welcome the staff. The staff in your capacities. My sense is that because we are coming from different provinces and some of us are new in this national parliament, you are going to be our anchor, you're going to be our professional logistical and administrative resource. Unfortunately for you, you possess, because you've been here for the last, some of you, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years or so, you've got the organizational or institutional memory of the portfolio committee. And I would imagine, therefore, that you are going to assist us. I think I want to say that our success is going to depend on the extent to which we work with you. And I want to request that for all the honorable members from different parties, for the sake of this portfolio committee, give all of them the same amount of respect, give all of them the same amount of assist them with everything humanly possible. But I know that there's a particular witness. I think I must just think. I've been in the legislature of Mpumalanga for the last 15 years. There's a witness sometimes among the honorable members to undermine colleagues, South Africans who are deployed in the administration. Now, the public representatives are dealing with the strategic direction, the ideological views, perspectives, etc., of the country and of parliament. And the administrative staff, which is apolitical or must be apolitical at the level of doing their work, are doing a very important work for the administration of a country under a particular government. In this instance, it's the ANC since 1994. Now, these are people that will also need to be given the same amount of respect as people who are doing good work for the people of South Africa. So, now, before I get into the issue of the program of the committee, I think I omitted something, which is the issue about introduction. Maybe let me just pause here and say, Sinobani, but just the name and the surname and the party that we come from. I'm going to start with myself because I'm already standing up. Now, the issue about my height.
You raised it.
When one of the, I worked under three premiers in Mpumalanga as an MEC. Now, when the first premier appointed me MEC that year, he took us to one of the villages to introduce his provincial cabinet. So-and-so is responsible for this and that. So-and-so is responsible for this and that. And he also introduced me and the responsibility I was assigned to. There was a lot of noise and murmur in people doing this. How? Someone was speaking Afghan right behind there. Said, Akmi, my lord, I'm Maneki. And then he smiled and then he looked at me and said, it's not a boy. Then he was saying, now, I just wondered whether I could support and train at the same time. What do I get? Sipa says, Master, we are in Kimala. And once again, Yabon Owen said, Mutabonguti, let's start with the honorable members. Oh, I come from the ANC. Ms. Tifatui.
Thank you. I'm Shirilyn Dudley. I'm a member for the last 15 years plus, and I've been in this committee for the last about 4 years. I also have a height issue. Only now that I'm 61, I've decided to wear shoes that high just to add to increase my height issue. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sandy Kalyan. I'm a member of the Democratic Alliance and yesterday also elected to the Pan-African Parliament.
Good morning, colleagues. Chairperson, you raised an issue of your height and I never recognized it up until you raised it. So, thank you for raising that and thank you for your words as well. My name is Stevens Mukalapa. I'm from Gauteng, Pretoria in particular, and I represent the Democratic Alliance. And let me just say from the outset that we as the Democratic Alliance, we pledge our support in making sure that our national interests are advanced and protected, and definitely we tread carefully in this murky water of international relations. Because with international relations, you've got competing interests. You've got human rights and you've got economic interests on the other hand, which are always at a crossroads with each other. So we definitely pledge our support and we look forward to working with you and the colleagues for the next 5 years. Thank you, Chair.
Morning, everybody. My name is Tandiwe Kenye. I'm the member of the ANC, congratulating you, our chairperson, brand new from the box, and never mind that by being short, I'm worried that you don't, never mind that you are being short, as a nurse by profession, it's just the secretion of the pituitary gland, it's the under secretion of the pituitary gland, there's nothing wrong with that, I thank you.
I am Paulo Jordan, member of the AFC. It's the second time round that I'm serving on this committee.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Manu Kumatehele from the AFC. I would like also to congratulate you in the nomination of the system. And this is a very important portfolio because as the Republic of South Africa, we cannot live in isolation. We have to live with the world. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Louis Osborne. Which part did you come from?
I come from the other.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, honourable members. I'm the committee researcher, and my name is David Mashan.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Inga Jan from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Nathan Palmer, and I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning.
Good morning, members. My name is Sibo Maputi. I'm from the media unit. I'm assigned as media officer to the committee.
Good morning. I'm Lauren Westhaven. I'm a high school student and I'm job shadowing at the DA.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. There is an agenda, there's an attendance register circulating. We suggest, or I suggest, that we put in our competition CCs. Email, our cell phones, our landlines, so that the administrative staff is able to speak to us, to send whatever information to us, and to also receive apologies if it may arise that they would like to send apologies. Secondly, and that is this will be the last matter. Is the issue about the program for this committee. Honourable members are aware that our election 2014 took place on the 7th of May, And there are many other rituals that have had to happen, such as the inauguration of the president, the appointment of cabinet, committee chairperson, constituting of the constituting of PCs, also be the appointment of joint committees, etc., etc. Now, we are already mid-year, so our suggestion is that I hope that everybody has got this short program. I want to suggest that we look at this program, which is a very short program. Amongst a few things that are raised there is one that we have this program until the 11th of July so that we can deal with issues of the workshop, we can deal with the issues of meeting with the department so that we can make presentations in terms of their APPs, in terms of their strategic plan, we can have an engagement with them so that we can check on the issues that have not been done from 2013-2014. We must know those things and be able to analyze them and make a follow-up on them. And we've got to deal with the budget process. And the departments have already starting to, sorry for that word, to eat into that money since the 1st April. So, by the 31st of March, we must be done with the budget process. So, July. So, what therefore is very important is that from next week up to the 11th, we must have dealt with the workshops, budget analysis, we must have spoken to the department, etc., etc. The House Chair is of the view that each and every portfolio committee must submit between the 11th of July and the 15th, if I remember well, they must be able or should be in a position to table their reports. And after that, when it comes to voting, Parliament will try to ensure that at least a considerable number of departments per day are taken into account for purposes of voting and adoption of their budgets. And this means, therefore, that the constituency work of the honourable members will be affected. We may not be able to go for constituency work. We may need to complete all of the urgent things that are a responsibility of the portfolio committee. Now, there is this program before you. The times and the dates are suggested there. And I'm going to request that members speak to the program. And let's see if ultimately we can help people. I will request that one of us can raise an issue here, proposal to adopt this short program and a secondment. And if there's no objection, then we'll proceed that way. Can I then hear the House with regard to the program?
Chair, I propose adoption of the draft committee agenda program.
Are you seconding? Yeah, but you need to indicate who you are and then.
Oh,
okay.
Honorable Mukhalafa, I propose.
You are seconding. Is there any objection to the short program? As I've indicated, it's not a program for the whole second term because we can't until we've met the department and its entities, if there are any, etc., etc. So this one is just for the purposes of doing the things or the activities that are alluded to earlier on. Is there no objection? There is no objection. The draft program of the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation is so adopted. There are no further comments from the chair, and I think I would like to adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.